This is 91.5 KRCC, Southern Colorado's NPR station. Veterans Day is Sunday, and all this week we're hearing stories from Colorado veterans who participated in StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative here in Colorado Springs. Gordon Mike Moore grew up in the town of Joplin, Missouri, and decided to enlist in the Air Force shortly after graduating high school. He served three tours in Vietnam. Mike spoke with his daughter, Trisha Montoya, about the difficulties he experienced in transitioning back to civilian life.
I graduated from high school in 64, could not find work. My running buddy comes down and said, let's go join the military. I said, okay. I didn't know Vietnam from Oklahoma.
And about how many people do you think from your high school senior class, or do you know, how many people went to Vietnam? How many of the
All
guys?
Of
All of you?
It seemed like. I tell people, take my annual and go stand and compare it to them. Compare it to the memorial, and it's just listed. Lost a cousin. Tough times were ahead by all. It's just, I've been to the wall. Very sobering.
What do you feel like is difficult to communicate to me or to Mom about your military service or about how you continue to be impacted?
Well, there's a whole lot of stuff. You don't need to know. People ask me why I laugh so much. And I just tell them I've seen the ugliest things that man could do to man. So anything short of that is pretty funny. It sucks. War does.
There's a big difference in the way military is treated now.
Oh, God, yes.
Compared to how you were treated when you came back?
Land in San Francisco, you got out of that uniform as fast as you could and got into civilian clothes, and because the ass were out there. God almighty. I'm so proud.
To be a Vietnam veteran?
That I can wear that hat today and not get attacked.
We're proud of you, too. Do you feel like your experiences in Vietnam, and you're talking about kind of the need to escape that, drives a wedge between you and the people that you love?
Yes. I will not get close to anyone. I cannot.
Including your family?
Including my family. I have to have a barrier to protect both of us, and I don't know what from. Me, maybe, probably more than likely, protect you guys from me. I can be an ass, and I'm aware of that. I can't stop it. It's just part of me, I guess. I don't know. And I point the finger at the military. I hate to do that. But I was pretty much a laid-back guy prior to. So I'm assuming that's what did it. But I just wish people understood more.
Understood more about what?
What we go through. You can't explain it. I can write and I can talk and I can dance and you still won't get it. You just won't get it.
So I know you were pretty nervous about doing this. How do you feel now? Are you glad you did it?
To a point. To a point.
Well, I appreciate it and I love you.
I love you more.
That was Mike Moore speaking with his daughter, Trisha Montoya, in Colorado Springs as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative. Listen for more stories from Colorado veterans all this week on 91.5 KRCC.
The Military Voices initiative from StoryCorps on 91.5 KRCC is sponsored in part by Peak Military Care Network.